Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought program here on KKCQ. It's our monthly MCCL update on Food for Thought. And joining us in the studio from Erskine, just down the road on Highway 2, Tom Barr. His wife, Carrie, is here as well. And Tom, thanks for joining us on Food for Thought this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom.
Yep, and well, we're going to talk a little bit about the movie Unplanned. It's based on a true story. In fact, you were nice enough to give us a couple of copies here, and we'll give some away on the radio later. But tell us a little bit about Unplanned and what it means.
Well, it's a true story about Abby Johnson, who became a director, one of the main directors down in Texas, Texas A&M was, and she became one of the most prominent and youngest director of an abortion clinic in the United States. And it's her story, and it's why I am here. 3 years ago, Carrie and I went to see this movie in East Grand Forks. We're relatively new to this area, so we just kind of checking out Grand Forks too, and I went in to watch this and had no idea what it was before. I just knew the name, and we bought tickets and went in to see the movie, and there weren't too many people there, maybe 13 or 15 people, but as I watched this movie, something changed to me, and it actually changed my life. And there was a scene somewhere in the middle of this story that brought me to tears. And even when I think about it, it moves me. Something that Abby saw during a procedure changed her life, and it changed mine. And in the middle of this story, I couldn't believe it. There was tears starting to come down my cheeks. And I started to weep. Must have wept for 2 or 3 minutes. And finally, I composed myself with Carrie's help and finished watching the movie. But I left, and something left with me. And it was the picture of this scene. And I couldn't get it out of my mind, and I just carried it with me for probably a week or two, and I just said, what I've seen, everyone should see, because I couldn't believe it. And so I didn't know what to do. I just kind of prayed about it for a while, because I am a believer in Jesus Christ, and it just came to me that other people need to see this movie. Everybody should see this movie. They need to see it.
The story of Abby Johnson is a remarkable one. She was involved in over 22,000 abortions, and then a complete turnaround in her life. And she literally, I mean, joined her former enemies, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. 40 Days for Life that was there. So what came to my mind was they made this DVD public, and I bought a copy, and I watched it at home. And at home, the same thing happened. When that scene that Abby was involved in with the procedure with the doctor, I wept. I couldn't stop. And so I watched it a week later to see if it would do the same thing. And I don't know what happened, but somehow I wept again, and I couldn't stop. And somehow what Abby saw changed her life, and it changed mine. And I think that a lot of people would see it that have never seen it, it may change theirs, I don't know. My time here isn't to convince anybody to see the movie or that it's going to change their lives, but what it is I just bought 5 more DVDs. And I went out and I said, I'm going to meet people and see if they've heard of this movie or if they've seen it, just like I did with you, Tom. Mm-hmm. Some of them had seen it and would take a copy because I was giving them away free. And another person would say, well, I heard of it, but I just didn't make time to go see it, or they didn't know about it. Every one of those people I gave a copy to. Now, there were some people that knew about it but didn't want a copy, as though they were afraid to see it. So I had to understand that, and as time went on, I just thought, well, would it be worth my money or worth my time, because I had to pay my own for my own DVDs, to continue this. I was getting a little bit depressed, but then I came across something that someone gave to us sometime back, Carrie and I, and you've probably heard it. It was on a note box. Mm-hmm. And I'll just read it to you because it stood out to me at that time. In regards to this venture, it's the one about one person can make a difference. One morning, a man walked along a beach covered with thousands of starfish that had washed up during a storm. Now, they lay dying in the sun. He saw a young girl picking up the starfish one by one and tossing them into the sea. As he approached her, he couldn't help but ask, "Why bother? There are too many of them. You won't make much of a difference." She picked up another starfish and tossed it into the water. Then she turned to the man and said, "I made a difference to that one. And that's why I'm still doing this. But in the process of doing it myself, I met MCC Alan McIntosh. And it just seemed to fit. I told them all about it and met a bunch of nice people there. It's chapter 45 of Minnesota's Citizens Concern for Life. And they all took it. And then later I found out through them about Food for Thought, because I am now supplying them with Unplan that they can use as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it does fit. I would like to say what it is, Tom, but that would take it away, because the reason they don't tell you what this is, has in it, is because it could affect your attitude as far as whether you're going to see it at all. And when I went to East Grand Forks with Carrie, I didn't have any idea what this movie was about. But afterward, it changed my life. And I just have to pass that on somehow. And I don't know if, you know, you give them out and nobody really wants them or anything, but we are, the chapter is offering them. If someone wants a copy, come to our meeting, which is the third Thursday of every month at McIntosh Mount Carmel, mm-hmm, Church, and you can get one.
And Tom, I think while we were chatting before we went on the air, it wasn't that long ago that you and Carrie became involved with MCCL in McIntosh, right?
Right. It was in April, and actually a fluky thing, but Carrie saw or heard the announcement for their meeting.
Hmm.
And I was over, Carrie and I were over there. I had a doctor's appointment in Bemidji at Sanford, and on the way home, it was just thought that as we left Boston and was headed for McIntosh, we could make that meeting. And so we went in. We were a few minutes late, but walked in, and man, it just met a lot of people, and nice people, and involved people. I know they've been involved in other things. And so we just walked in and listened and told them who we were, and here we are.
Very powerful movie, Unplanned, again, based on a true story. And we do have a couple of DVDs that you were nice enough to provide us with, and we appreciate that. But it is a powerful story, and we recommend people, if they have a chance, to see it. Anything else you'd like to share? Carrie, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Well, life is precious.
Yep. Well, swing over. There you go.
All I have to say is life is precious. Every person is valuable in God's sight. He made us in his image. And without new life, we'll lose everything.
All right. And again, it's the third Thursday of every month, correct, that they meet the MCCL over at Mount Carmel in McIntosh?
Not this month, though.
Not
this month. Okay.
Next month in
August. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Tom and Carrie Barr, again, thank you for joining us on Food for Thought, our monthly MCCL update here on KKCQ. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap it up for our Food for Thought program. Again, our special guest this morning for the monthly MCCL update, Tom and Carrie Barr from Erskine. Tomorrow, we have Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson stopping by, and he'll be providing us with the monthly Clearwater County Sheriff's update. So that'll be coming up tomorrow on Food for Thought. So thanks again for joining us, Food for Thought, here on KKCQ.